KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off with high school basketball from last night, a game we had for you here on KJM. Jim Field with the call as Atlantic had to make some free throws late to hold off the Trainer Cardinals in a cross-class matchup there in boys' hoops. And it was Garrett Franken finishing with 25 points, Scott Leonard with 14 for the Trojans as they pull off a 58-53 victory last night at home over Trainer. Other boys' basketball scores, it was Bedford beating Stanton 72-68. Boone topped ADM 60-46, Boyer Valley over Whiting 88-16, Carlisle beat Carroll 73-57, Coon Rapids Bayard over ACGC 67-56, Creston topped Clarinda 70-50, Earlham was a 58-34 winner over I-35, it was Kemper Catholic beating Nottoway Valley 87-44, Lewis Central topped Harlan 70-63, Sergeant Bluff Luton over Councilbus Thomas Jefferson 71-35. Shenandoah beat Clarinda Academy 82-51. It was Southwest Valley over Lenox 64-41. And Winterset beat Ballard 76-69. In girls basketball, Ballard beat Winterset 60-48. Boone over ADM 47-35. Carlisle beat Carroll 81-41. Lewis Central over Harlan 61-28. Sergeant Bluff Luton topped Abraham Lincoln 82-53, and Sydney was a 55-52 winner over St. Albert in girls basketball last night. Also in girls basketball here today, classes 2A and 3A, some teams from those classes get their postseason started with first-round tournament games this evening. In Class 2A, Region 2, Maple Valley Anthon Odo will be at West Monona, Missouri Valley's at Underwood, Hinton at Alto Aurelia, and MMCRU is at Woodbury Central. In Region 3, ACGC travels to Southwest Valley, Griswold is at AHSTW, Tri-Center is at IKM Manning, OABCIG at South Central Calhoun. In Region 4, South Hamilton at Woodward Granger, Earlham at Madrid, Eagle Grove at Fort Dodge St. Edmund, and Ogden is at West Central Valley. In Class 3A, Region 2 tonight, it'll be Southeast Valley at Cherokee, Atlantic at East Sac County. That's a game we'll have for you here on the radio as the Trojans try to get a win here and keep their season moving. Clarinda is at Shenandoah and Creston at Red Oak. In Region 3, Clarion Goldfield Dowse is at Pocahontas Area, South Hardin at Roland Story, Greene County at Kemper Catholic, and Gilbert at Iowa Falls Alden. Those are all the regions, including area teams. Tip-offs for those games tonight scheduled for 7 o'clock. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team will have seven wrestlers battling for a spot in the state tournament today at the district meet in Harlan. Action scheduled to get underway at noon. Jim Field and Justin Williams will provide some coverage for you here today on KJAN. The Atlantic Cam wrestlers that will be in action include Cole Hansen at 113, Carter Cox at 120, Chase McLaren at 126, Cale Roller at 160, Drake Roller at 170, Zach Stork at 195, and John McConkie at 285. The first and second place finishers in district competition advance to compete at the state individual wrestling tournament, which will be held next Thursday through Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team is already qualified for the state team duels on Wednesday, February 15th, also at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll have coverage of the dual team tourney as well as the individual tournament here on KJN next week. The Atlantic boys swim team will compete at the state meet today in Marshalltown. The meet will be held at the Marshalltown YMCA-YWCA with festivities beginning at noon, followed by competition around 12:30. Atlantic had state qualifiers in five events after district swimming meets last Saturday. Damon Miller qualified in two individual events. He had the 12th fastest time in the 200 freestyle and also the 11th fastest time in the 100 freestyle. Junior Nick Landis had the 22nd fastest time in the 100-meter backstroke, and Atlantic also placed 21st overall in the 200 freestyle relay and 22nd in the state with the 400 freestyle relay. So they'll be competing today over in Marshalltown. Iowa State coach Dee Prohm wants the Cyclones to display a sense of urgency at the start of tonight's game at home against Oklahoma. Poor starts have become common, and the most recent example was Tuesday's 67-65 loss at Texas when the Cyclones fell behind 22-5 at the outset.
It's too much, happens too much, but I mean, there's no magic recipe. We just got to continue to stay on these guys about being focused and come out and ready to execute on both ends of the floor.
Iowa State's first game against the Sooners was another example. The Cyclones fell behind by 19 points in the opening half before rallying for a 92-87 victory in double overtime. Prohm says it's up to him to get the problem solved.
I got to get them to be better. I got to get them to listen better. I got to get them to be more focused. I got to get them to understand that if you're going to put streaks together, the way you have to prepare, the way you have to approach things, and I've got to do better at that. It's on me. It's on me. I'm the head coach. I'll take responsibility for it. And, you know, I know it's got to be done to get it fixed, but we got to do it, though.
The loss to the Cyclones has started a six-game losing streak for the Sooners, who are 2-9 in the Big 12. Iowa State's in fourth-place tie with TCU at 6-5. Tip time from Hilton Coliseum in Ames is at 5 o'clock here this evening. And Washington has indefinitely suspended senior forward Malik Dime after he slapped a student spectator during halftime of a Huskies loss to Colorado. Head coach Lorenzo Romar says Dime's action during Thursday night's loss in Boulder was not consistent with the player's typical behavior but was unacceptable. In a statement issued through the school, Dime said he made a poor decision after getting caught up in the emotion of the game. Tiger Woods has pulled out of his next two tournaments because of an ongoing back problem. Woods says on his website that his doctors have advised him not to play. He was scheduled to play at Riviera next week in L.A. for the first time since 2006. He was also to play the Honda Classic the following week near his home in Florida. Woods was out of golf for 15 months while recovering from three back surgeries. Jordan Spieth and Derek Fowler were co-leaders when the second round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am was suspended by fog. Spieth shot a 7-65 that leaves him 10-under for the tournament. Fowler also was 10-under with the ninth hole to play at Pebble Beach. Top-ranked Jason Day was 7-under through 12 at Spyglass when play was stopped, leaving him one shot back. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.